T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Friday morning. 53 degrees. Two men were injured, one seriously, in a one-car crash in South Wichita early today. Around 12:30, first responders were called to 41st Street South in Seneca. The male driver in his 20s, hospitalized in critical condition. A male passenger was not seriously injured.
Wichita Public Schools have issued new guidelines limiting attendance at football games.
The new guidelines are now in effect, which means students can only attend games at their own school. Wichita North Athletic Director Tony Douglas says the guidelines have been considered for some time.
The district and the league are looking out for student safety and fan safety. We want people at games. We want kids at games, but we want them to be at the games they're supposed to be at, and we want to make sure that when they're there, they're safe.
Students will not be allowed to be dropped off at the game without a responsible adult present. Parents are allowed to attend. The policy has been adopted by the Greater Wichita Athletic League, which includes Wichita Public Schools, Cape and Mount Carmel, and Bishop Carroll. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Former Kansas State Representative Michael Capps has pleaded not guilty to 19 counts that allege he tried to defraud federal, state, and county government organizations out of more than $450,000 in coronavirus relief funding. Capps entered the plea Wednesday via video conference from his lawyer's office during his arraignment hearing. The Wichita Republican also agreed to surrender his passport while he awaits trial. Federal prosecutors have said Capps filed forms inflating the number of employees he had at two businesses and a sports foundation, and then applied for loans to pay the non-existent employees. Capps is charged with multiple counts of making a false statement, bank fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering.
The Biden administration is telling the Border Patrol no more agents on horseback in Del Rio, Texas, for now.
Videos and photos of Border Patrol agents on horseback allegedly using their reins to whip Haitian migrants drew so much outrage, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Thursday.
We feel those images are horrible and horrific. There is an investigation the president certainly supports, overseen by the Department of Homeland Security.
And she said the Homeland Security Secretary told civil rights leaders horses will no longer be used by agents in Del Rio, Texas. That's where Haitian migrants have been trying to cross into the U.S. from Mexico. Agents involved have been placed on administrative leave. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Massachusetts residents may soon be able to change their gender designation on their birth certificates.
Residents would be able to change their gender from male or female to a non-binary X under a bill approved unanimously in the state Senate. The designation could be used to indicate the person is another gender or an undesignated gender. The request would have to be accompanied by an affidavit stating the change is being made to confirm to the person's gender identity and not for any fraudulent purpose. The bill would also require motor vehicles to recognize three gender designations, M, F, and X, on driver's licenses and non-driver state IDs. The measure now goes to the state house. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Many people experience COVID-19 with no symptoms, while others spend days and weeks in a hospital bed. KNSS News asked Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne about treatment for the less seriously ill.
For people that don't go in the hospital, it is just rest, getting plenty of fluids, if taking over-the-counter ibuprofen, Tylenol helps reduce their symptoms, then they can pretty much like the flu. one of the things I've heard that people have is just extreme fatigue.
Adrian Byrne is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a trough of low pressure moving into the Central Plains along with a cool front, but we won't really notice much difference with that. Mostly sunny and breezy throughout today with a high 85. A clearing sky down to 56 overnight. Tomorrow's high 83, but we heat up to near record-setting temperatures Sunday, our high 93. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a few clouds, 60, make it 53 degrees. South wind at 8 miles per hour. 6:35, Stephen 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Friday, September 24th, 2021. Gosh, it's Friday, Ted. Seems like this week has gone on forever. I'm just kind of dragging by. What do you think? What do you feel? Of course, you've been busy.
I feel September is flying right on by.
It's almost gone. You've been busy every evening rehearsing for Clue, and we'll talk about that more here in just a second. On this date in 1960, the USS Enterprise, the first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, was launched at Newport News, Virginia. And the Howdy Doody Show ended a nearly 13-year run with its final telecast on NBC. Howdy Doody. It's Howdy Doody time.
I think my mom always said that's the first, pretty much the first show she remembers watching when she was a kid.
Probably show. I'd be in the 50s. And, I watched, but I saw some of that on Facebook, what was today, where somebody put up a picture of Captain Kangaroo and said, how many people know who this guy is? And I bet you not too many. Captain Kangaroo is my favorite.
The captain was still on when I was growing up.
So. Was he?
Oh, yeah.
Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, me too.
See there? The captain. All right. I loved his show. The thing I liked best was when they had a banana man on. Did you ever see the banana man?
See, I don't think the banana man made it to my childhood.
The guy was a clown. He came out. He had this big, heavy, or loose-fitting jacket on. And he would proceed to start pulling bananas out of every pocket. That was it. That was his whole deal. And every time he pulled, you know, it was a big banana, small banana, bunch of bananas. Every time he would pull one out, he would say the same thing. Woo! He didn't have any words, no dialogue. We got to get that on YouTube. I wonder if we can find it. There's a little bit of, we've done that before.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of years ago, we looked up Banana Man. Captain Kangaroo.
I think my favorite was when, like, 800 ping-pong balls would fall on Mr. Moose.
Yeah. Mr. Moose. Grandfather the Clock. Mm-hmm. And that little rabbit. What was his name? Bunny Rabbit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so they don't have those shows on the air. All you've got now is just Steve and Ted. Owners of the Rhode Island farmhouse said to have been the site for the spooky things that inspired the 2013 horror movie The Conjuring have put the house up for sale, and they are hoping the property will scare up a price of $1.2 million. Realtors call the 14-room, 3,100-square-foot home in Burrillville one of the most well-known haunted houses in the United States. House sites sits on 8.5 acres of land, and while The Conjuring wasn't shot there, it was based on experiences the family that lived there said they had.
Yeah, I think I saw
during
that
1970s.
Movie.
Did you? Yeah. I'm not familiar with The Conjuring.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, that was spooky.
It really was.
Well done.
Haunted house movies. Hmm. All right, 6:38, Steve and Ted here in the morning on KNSS, and time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, cash cattle trade in the Southern Plains this week is holding near steady price-wise with last week and slightly better movement. Now, Thursday, several live cattle contracts had their highest trade in the past 5 to 6 sessions, and the feeders had their highest in the past 6 to 9 sessions. They were unable to hold their highs of the session and close on the two-sided side. The average steer carcass weight this week, 909 pounds, up 3 pounds from the previous week, and heifers, 831 pounds, up 9 pounds from the previous week. Lean hog futures had large triple-digit gains yesterday and moderate trading volume. Now, trade today at 2 p.m. is our monthly cattle on feed and quarterly hog and pig reports. On the close yesterday, December cattle, 7 cents lower, higher, I should say, at 128.62, while November feeders were down 12 cents at 158.10, in December, hogs up $3.12 at $76.50. Well, Thursday, the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all made new highs for the week and closed positive. The wheat futures had the biggest gains on rumors of China buying U.S. wheat. Now, overnight, we have seen negative trade, but we have came off the lows of the session. Right now, December Casey wheat's 2 pennies lower at 7.18. December corn down a penny and a half at 5.27 and three quarters. And November beans down a penny and a half at 12.82 and three quarters. November crude oil trading 8 cents lower at 73.22. December gold's up $2.70 at 1752 and a half. December S&P 16 points lower at 4422. And December dollar index 22 cents higher at 93.25, with December Dow Jones futures down 96 points at 34,547. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Just talking about kids' TV shows from the 50s and the 60s. And did you have a favorite kids' TV show?
Gosh, off the top of my head, I can't think of it. You know, when I was a kid, we was pretty much limited to only one channel that we could pick up out in the country.
Oh, is that
so
right?
Kind of limited you. So I guess the first thing I think of is Captain Kangaroo.
There you go. Well, at least they got Captain on for you out there. And he had a guy on there named, what was it, Farmer Green Jeans, Ted?
Mr. Green Jeans.
Mr. Green Jeans. Yeah, he'd come on, they'd bring a little animal on there, and they would talk about the, like the lamb or you know, the whatever the little animal was. That was pretty good TV there.
Yes.
He was a guy, it was probably the last time on network. Well, I wouldn't say the last time, because I was going to say the last time somebody wore overalls like that on network TV, but then I'm thinking of Junior Samples and Hee Haw.
That's classic. Right, too.
BR549.
If we can remember one thing, we can remember BR549.
Yeah. I don't know my password for my email, but no, I know BR549.
Can't remember my wife's middle name, but I know BR549. I'll tell you, that was quite a show.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't for country people. Everybody loved that. That show had the corniest dang jokes I've ever heard. I loved it. Did you ever miss Hee Haw, Ted?
No.
Oh,
every week, man.
Had to watch Hee Haw. And,
also had Pretty Girls.
Well, I wouldn't have mentioned that, but they did have a couple of stunners on there, no doubt about it. All right, BR549. Thank you, Captain. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Okie doke.
6:41, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. What the heck is a quit claim?
Okay.
I don't know. Thought we got Don
coming. That's why Don will be here to explain.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.